Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. When it comes to fashion, I'm that simple dad. Give me a pair of Jordans, cargo shorts, and a t-shirt, and I'm good to go. It might not be the most fashionable thing, but damn, I feel good about it. But I also know that many of you like to get your swag on. And this week, we got the homie Danny, a.k.a. Swagger Dad, coming through to drop some gems on swag. What's good, Danny?
What's good?
Yeah, man. Glad to have you on here, bro. Glad to have you on here.
Thank you for having me, man.
You're definitely one of the best dressed dads I know, bro, because we all got stains on our shirts.
thank you.
but before we get into fashion, man, I read on your site, you put out a statement, and that statement says, "I learned from the streets, not from my father." Can you tell me more about that, bro? Like, were you raised with your dad?
Yeah, definitely not. You know, I was raised by my mom, and you know, she had four kids, it was four of us. So when I say I was raised by the streets, you know, at an early back then, you know, hip hop started in the late 70s. I was already 9, 10 years old. So the streets taught me how to really dress. You know what I mean? Looking at these rappers and things of that nature that was all around us taught me how to, you know, dress. But don't get it twisted. My mom's trying to put it together. So I learned a little bit from her also. So, you know what I mean? But most of me was, you know, just watching people in the streets wearing, you know, whether it be the local drug dealer in the corner or whatever, like just to watch them how to dress. And just, I already knew how to put an outfit together or what to put together just by looking at other people, you know what I mean, that with swag, that you can just look at somebody and be like, wow, he got swag, you know, he got it, you know. So
yeah, they were fly.
That's what I meant when the streets taught me.
How hard was that for you though? Like, because you were raised in Harlem, like you were raised in Harlem for a little bit. When you see drug dealers and others with money, that's not necessarily what we had. So how hard is it for you to like try to keep up with that when you don't have it? Like, was it difficult? Like, how was that growing up?
Well, it's hard because, you know what I mean? A pair of sneakers is $100 back then. If you ain't working, if you ain't drinking, you can't really buy sneakers like that or buy jeans or shirt like that. So, you know, you had to, you know, do what you do. Like, so at the early age, it was a clothing store around my neighborhood. It was affordable, you know, things like that. So I just put things together. Like I knew how to, I knew about fashion. Like I said, my mom, she was going through fashion and things like that. So I knew how to put things together, whether it's colors and things like that. So it was hard because we really had no money like that. But you know, I did what I had to do to at least look respectable and fresh around the crew, you know what I mean, or my friends. So
so you made it happen. Mm-hmm. It was almost like you couldn't get like Dapper Don's, you know, Gucci shirt.
but you still
had a shirt that made you feel fly.
That made me feel fly, and when other people see it, would say, "Oh, that's fly." So when I dress fly and other people say, "Oh, that fly, where you get that?" And I tell them, "I got them in Macy's or Bloomingdale's or these type of stores, these not so high end stores, but little bit like, oh wow, like." And I always get that. I always get, "Oh, where you get this from?" And when I tell them, they be shocked. You know, they think I got it from a high end store. No, I just know where to go and where to shop.
Yo, how hard is that though? Because when we were young, right? Like you got me by a few years, but we still came up in the same like hip hop era. In my hood in the South Bronx, if you didn't have Nikes on, you were clowned. Like, if you had, like, Payless, remember when Payless was around and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, if you had Payless shoes, yo, you walked into that classroom, even if you're in third grade, people talking shit.
Yeah, you getting snapped on. Yep, you getting snapped on, definitely. And I went through that because at the time, you know, my mom didn't know about Nike and things like that. And I went through that for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And then I got hit to, nah, mom, you got to get these or you know, or these right here. Whether it be the cheap Nikes, but it's a Nike. You know what I mean?
No, they still felt good. So, they still felt good.
Exactly. And, they still yeah. felt good, and you wasn't getting snapped on as much as if you had some other sneakers on. So,
do you yeah, remember? Definitely. Do you remember your first pair of like Nikes or like Jordans that you said, "Yo, these are official. They look dope, but they also cost some money." Like, do you remember the first pair of maybe kicks that you had or clothes that really showed you that? Nope. All right, now I got something that people could look at, and they definitely not snapping on this.
I remember my uncle giving me a present. He gave me a present, like, it's eight of us. Like, I got eight brothers and sisters and cousins that we all live. My aunt and my moms lived together, so it was like the Brady Bunch,
yeah.
but without fathers. It's just two moms. So my uncle would always raffle or like a present every year. So one year I won, and he gave me a pair of suede Pumas, black with gray. I was what? I was
you were lit. Dope. You were lit.
I was lit. But check it though. Check it. I opened the box. This is 513. I'm like, yo,
they don't fit.
What's up? They don't fit me. These dope though, but they don't fit me. And I was always telling my mom, get rhythm so you can get me like sell them so you get me the real size. So when I did get, like, my first pair of Pumas or my shell top Adidas, when I got those, I was like, wow, nice, like, you know?
Yeah, I felt
like I was in, you know what I mean? Well, that was it with my fingers, like, you know what I mean?
No, how crazy is that, though? Because I remember, like, when I was in, I think it was, like, ninth grade, and I was the type of dude that had a pair of Jordans every month. You know what I mean? Like, my dad would hook me up.
Yeah.
This one month, mm-hmm. it was my birthday month, we missed out on some Jordans. I think they were black and red. But instead, Ken Griffey's came out. The first Ken Griffey's came out. I didn't want to leave the store without a pair of sneakers, bro. So at the time, I was rocking maybe like a size 8.5. I came out the store with a size 8 in Griffey's just because I didn't want to leave the store without kicks, bro. And for like a whole month or two, I was wearing sneakers that were too tight. you ever wore sneakers that were too tight because they were fly or too big?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's what my feet is fucked up now. Excuse my language. Hell yeah.
Now, you can curse all you want, bro.
I remember when I was like 8 years old, it was some fly sneakers. Like, I remember the store. You remember the store Woolworth?
Yeah, Woolworth, of course.
Exactly. They had some sneakers that, you know, of course, you can see they cheat, whatever, but it was these sneakers, they look fly. They didn't look cheap. It was like, the leather looked good, everything. And they had small size, but I wanted them so bad because they looked so dope. You know what I mean? They looked dope. So I took them, I wore them, and man, they killed my toes. That to this day, my toes is bended because of those sneakers that I put on. They fucked up my toes.
Yo, that's so, real. That's real, yeah. bro. That's real.
You know what I mean?
That's real. Yeah. You know, let's switch it back to the kids then. How are you teaching your son that it's okay to not have all the expensive shit, bro? Because when we were young, we wanted that. And with my son now, I look at my son and he doesn't always want expensive shit, but he likes nice things. Like, he wants his Yeezys. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, how do you keep them in check where it's like, yo, you know what? We're going to buy you a couple of these pairs, but you ain't always going to get them. Like, how have you taught your kid that it is not about the cost, but how you feel?
Exactly. Like, my son, he's 12, so he's not really into clothes like that right now. But, you know, I had a teacher one time. He was in school, and he wanted some sneakers. I was like, why you want these sneakers? Like, oh, because so-and-so got them. I like, listen, don't matter who, yeah, do you like them? Do you like them? Don't worry about whoever got them on. Do you like them? No. So why you buying? Why you want them for? Because No, don't do that. You buy what you want, what makes you feel right. Don't buy because somebody else got some sneakers and you want to look cool and be down with it. No. If you don't like those, you don't got to buy those. You buy what you want to wear, what you like to wear. So I teach them not to follow, you know, not trends, but follow other people. Be you. Like with me growing up, I didn't follow people. I just saw and then did me. I just saw how to put it together, okay, and did me. It wasn't, oh, he got a Gucci belt, I'm going to go get a Gucci belt. I don't like Gucci. I don't like Louis Vuitton. All these high-end brands, I really don't like. They don't do nothing. Like, I don't feel good wearing a Gucci belt, Gucci belt, because for me, it's just a name, a brand. Yeah. You get any brand that will be, you know what I mean? So, and then I tell my son, what you like to wear is what you wear. Don't wear what other people is wearing because everybody in the class got a Nike shirt. You want a Nike? No, you like that Nike shirt? We'll get it because you like it and you want to wear it, not because so-and-so got it. But yeah, we teach my son to always, you know, what he likes. Because, again, and also, you know, with my wife being in the fashion industry and things of that nature, you know, I know how much a Gucci belt costs.
Yeah, to make, right?
Gucci paid $5 for that belt to be made and selling it for $200-$300. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what I mean? Those are the profit that these are getting. So I could get that same belt Gucci got and take off the green and red and it'll be the same belt. So you feel me? So it's all names. It's all labels that you pay for at the end of the day.
How do you get him to believe dad, right? Where it's like, I know my oldest, chances are he's gonna look at me and be like, yo, you're a hater, bro. Like, you're a hater. Like, mm-hmm. I want my, because he wanted a Gucci belt for graduation, which we couldn't find it. We were gonna get it for him because he's, you know, it was one of, like, he doesn't ask for much, so we were gonna hook him up, but then we couldn't find it. And then I told him, I was like, dude, you want a Gucci belt, but you don't even wear jeans. His first thought to me is like, yo, why you hating? And it's like, dawgs, I'm not hating. I'm trying to teach you here, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach you. You're like, you want a belt, but you don't wear jeans. So why you want a belt?
Like, what kind of shit is that?
Okay, you know what I mean? If you don't wear jeans, you don't need a belt. You need probably something else. So get something else. Don't get a belt because you feel like your boys or your friends got Gucci belt. Oh, I need a Gucci belt for what? So have it hang up on your closet. You're not wearing no jeans, right?
Yeah.
So again, you got to teach them, like, if you like it, you get it because you like it. Not because so-and-so and Billy Joe and Hig Joe have it. You get it because you want it. And when you get it, you feel good about it, wearing it or whatever case may be. But it's because of you. I try to teach my son to like things or whatever because you like it, not because you see so and so have it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it because I think that's one of those situations that they're not gonna understand. Just like other things, they're not gonna understand it the first go around. Where it's like, it's going to take you years of telling them, yo, don't follow the trend, do you, for him to actually feel that. You know what I mean? Now, how do you translate that to a dad, right? Because a lot of dads out there, when they get kids, we kind of like lose our fashion sense to a certain degree, right? Where, like, with me, I was telling you earlier, I'm just happy if my T-shirt doesn't have a stain. You know what I mean? So how do we get other dads to say, yo, I'm going to still be fashionable, but I don't got to chase the trends? Because that's what we're teaching our kids, that you don't got to chase the trends, right?
Exactly.
How do we keep the dads from doing that? I think some dads, they'll look at it and be like, I must get me these tight-ass Supreme pants because my kids rock them and I want to be cool to him. How do we tell them that it doesn't matter?
For me, that was one of the reasons. That was one of the reasons that I started Swagger Dad. Right? Because there's a lot of young kids out there, a lot of young dads out there that they have kids and they don't want to be around them a certain way or whatever, and they want to keep dressing fly. They think because they have kids, they got to stop dressing fly or stay swagged out. Mm-hmm. I just want, you know, as a father, what I teach my kids, look, we go in Target. We go in, if Target has a shirt, because I look at the material and I look how it looks. If it look cheap, of course, I ain't going to buy it. But if it look fly, it look like, it look like something, I'm buying it. And when I wear them on people, they be like, oh, that shirt is dope, man. Where you get it from, Target? And they be shocked.
Surprised.
You know, they be surprised. Mm-hmm. It's so many, I have so many, you know, so many of those, oh, where you get that? And, you know, I'm affiliated, you know, with Rockefeller, you know, I was in the music industry, so I'm affiliated with, you know, Jay and everybody, so in the crew. So, you know, you're around those type of people, those type of crew, you gotta definitely dress fly, right?
Do you?
You gotta definitely represent.
Do you?
No, because they will snap on you. You'll get snapped on.
Yeah.
Right? It was the same thing in high school. You in the studio, whatever, you wearing dirty Air Force One, they snapping on you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, I used to dress fly around them, but it was just, again, yo, where you got that? Oh, and Kohl's. Kohl's? Word? They look at me like, word? And Kohl's? Like, yeah. Damn, this shit is dope. This is dope. And I do that a lot because, like I said, my wife's in the fashion industry, so I know what it costs for a brand to let. I'm not paying a Kanye t-shirt for $300. Mm-hmm. He's getting it for 99 cents, those rip-up shirts. He just put marketing up because he's Kanye. So I know where to go to find good brands at a low cost. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to these stores like Sims. You know, they got those outlets that have, when the stores like Macy and Bloomingdale's, the floors, like they can't sell no more, they sell it to them for a cheap price. Mm-hmm. So they still making a profit, and now Sims sell it for a cheaper price, and now you go to a store and you can find name brands, you can find them as cheap. Every year, I get dressed, every year growing up, like since I was like, my 20s, early 20s, every year we'll get dressed with a suit on, right? Mm-hmm. We'll come, the new year will be with a suit on. All my boys, they go get $1,000 suits, $5,000 suits. I come and I'm around them, I have a $300, $200 suit and it looks fresher than all of them. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that the cost doesn't equal how much swag it has, right? Because I've seen pictures of you on Instagram. I'm not sure where you were at, but I think maybe it was like Romeo Santos, like birthday party or something like that. And
yeah.
And it's a perfect example that everybody's there. They're going to be rocking the $10,000, you know, Gucci suit.
Exactly.
So what you're telling me is that you could come into a place like that and forget about the price tag because you just feel good in it, like you look good in it, and you also know
exactly
the material cost.
Exactly. No, but the suit alone, it looked like it cost money. Mm-hmm. You understand? You got to look at everything. You got to look at the fabric. You got to look at the suit alone. Like, look at, dang, when you got that suit, is dope. Well, we're like, oh, shit, like, I ain't paid $1,000, $2,000 for a suit. You know, I paid $100, $300, and I look better than most of the people that's in there that has a $10,000 or $5,000 Tom Ford suit or whatever.
Why does it look better? Because of the way that you set it up? Like the way that you rock it? Like the confidence? Like what is it that makes it look? Because no, I feel you. I feel you
put,
on that.
The way I put it together.
The way you
know,
put it together.
Or, you know, if I, like my favorite suits are navy blue suits. I love navy blue suits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one day I'll come with a navy blue suit with the brown belt that goes with the brown shoes, with the nice tie that commensurate the brown. So it's just things like that, how I put it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could have a suit on and just put it on, whatever. But if you know how to put it together with the tie, with the belt, with the shoes, then you got a suit on and whatever.
Oh,
but
no,
if you put it together,
you
the suit with the handkerchief, with the shoes, Now you come out. Now people, because the first thing people do when they see you walking around, they look, they from your shoes up, they look. Mm-hmm. If you know, when you go to a house party or a party, walking a party, and the first thing people will be looking is from your shoes. You see everybody's eye on your shoes going up.
That's true.
That's everywhere.
They're judging already.
Exactly. Right away. They're judging right away. Whether you go to a house party and whether you go to a club or anywhere else. When you walk in a place and let's say you look good, you feel good, you swag good, people going to look at you like, and some people going to be like, dang, he's fly. Damn, and then you got the haters. Look at this guy. You know what I mean? So I just do it, you know. I just know how to put styles and things together that makes people think that I'm worth $1 million or whatever. You know what I mean?
Nah, I get it. I get it. So to me, I think for you, it begins with the first portion is mentally, right? Where you mentally got to feel good, right? Where exactly. You want to get swagged out, you got to feel good about what you're wearing. The second part exactly. of that is that it comes, it makes you feel good because you learn how to put things together. So it's not really the dollar, mm-hmm. the dollar cost of the item. It's more about how you rock it.
Right? Exactly. So it's more how you rock it.
So now for us, you know, we're dads. We went to Dad 2.0, you know, a big meeting of dads, 250 dads or whatever it was. You and I look different, bro. Like when we walk into this room, when we go to, you know, Dad 2.0, a lot of these dads are rocking dad shoes, like the New Balances, you know, the Nike yeah, exactly. Monarchs. You and I look exactly. completely different. You and I look completely different. How do you teach your son that when you walk into a room like that, just because you look different doesn't mean that you are different? Because when I walk into these rooms, and you and even you, we walk in with Jordans, foam posits, you know, maybe baggy attire, while the dads are looking like they're ready to go to a barbecue. How do you mm-hmm. how do you teach them that it's okay to look different and still fit in?
I teach them. I just tell them, you know, keep your head up high. You know, when you walk in a room, you look at everybody in their eyes. You feel confident in yourself. You don't put your head down. You know, you just walk in the room and like you're on it. Hey, how you doing? Hey, and I bet you have some like. When we went to go, you have some dads, hey, oh, nice t-shirt, what are you, very fat, or whatever, oh, I like those sneakers, or so there's something new that they see that they had probably never seen before, and see another dad wearing Jordans or a nice shirt, t-shirt, hat, you know, showing them that, hey, you don't have, it's not a, oh, I'm a dad, now I gotta wear dad shoes, and a dad shorts, and a dad shirt, and look like a dad, no. You wear what you feel like wearing. You know, you feel like wearing New Balance, cool. And you feel like wearing Shell Tops Adidas, cool. You feel like wearing Air Force Ones coming in the place with, cool. That's you. So a lot of dads, they just forget about their well-being because they want to just focus on taking yeah. care of the kids or whatever the kids got. Whatever the kids don't got, I'm gonna get. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I don't need nothing else. I wear a t-shirt every day, with shirts every day, whatever. You got some dads that are like that. They just want to just focus on their kids and give their kids everything they want and things like that. But to those dads, I just say, nah. You keep dressing the way before you had kids. You keep dressing the way you were. You keep dressing the way you want to dress because. The way you keep doing that, you're teaching your son or your daughter how to dress, how to express yourself by dressing.
Yeah, by following the example.
Exactly, by following the example of dressing. All right, right now, I
want to jump around real quick then. I want to jump around real quick because there's certain dads that, like you just said, some of us just like to, you know, give up everything and let our kids be happy, right? I'm that dad to a certain degree where I could have sneakers that aren't clean, look a little busted, right? For lack of a better mm-hmm. term. But as long as my kids got everything, I'm okay with it. But at the same token, you're not going to catch me with the dad shoes on. Like, there's still like that that separation, right? So how do you get do you talk to other dads that say, "Yo, Swagger Dad, man, I like that you look different than us, and I want to try this." How do you get people to feel comfortable trying something that maybe they didn't do before? Like, for me, you know, cargo shorts is me, bro. I can't wear nothing else, but I don't mind trying on a suit, like cargo shorts. Like, I'm always rocking cargo shorts. I have friends that tell me all the time, "Nah, dude, those things aren't they're out of style. You need to get yourself some like sweatpants shorts." And it's like, "Nah, I don't really like those." Mm-hmm. How do you get other dads to feel confident enough to try something else?
Well,
because the same thing happens with the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. For those dads, it's just like I say, if you was dressing or whatever before you had kids, and when you was dressing up, you felt good. You think you feel good and you look good. Cool. Go with the flow now. You know, go now with your kids. Go shopping together. Like, what do you think? Give your son or your daughter a opinion of matter of, should I wear these or should I, you know, if you really want to, if you can't, you know, do it yourself and you need a little help, and hey, what do you think about these shorts? And, oh, yeah, dad, those are good, yeah, and things of that nature. So I just say to dad, just, you know, if you feel like you like to dress the way you used to like dressing, just go for it. Just keep going. And if you need any advice, any other things like that, you got your kids to tell you, you know, because kids nowadays, like your son's a little older than my son, so he's a little hip, and he'll tell you, nah, you know, he'll let you know what's cool or what's not, but you still being you know what's cool and what's not.
Yeah, what's and going too far.
Exactly. You see what's going too far. Nah, son, that's not it. Nah. Okay, then you'll be like, oh, okay, my son knows a little style. Okay, cool. And things like that. So to those that I just say, you know, go out there and try something new, you know, like
just don't
makeover.
Just don't go too crazy.
Just don't go crazy. Exactly. Don't go too crazy. It's not about you're going to now wear your pants down. You know, nah, you go out, go and get yourself a nice outfit, you know. Just the same way moms go out and they spend 2-3 hours shopping. A dad could go and spend 45 minutes or hours, you know, shopping for testing it out, you know, wearing it, looking. Because it's one thing I always say, and I do this when I play football, because I used to play football. So my thing was, if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you play good. Mm-hmm. Feel me?
That was something
I learned from Deion Sanders. You know, Deion Sanders, you know what I mean? He's prime time.
Yeah,
so
nah, he was the fly man.
He's exactly, and he said that. And I was like, I know, because I've done it. You know, I play football looking fly. Like, I'm from head to toe, I'm matching, wristband, gloves, everything. So I feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. You know what I mean? That's where anything in life, like, if you walk in your office feeling good, because the way you dress, guess what? Your work is going to be good. You're going to make a lot of money for your bosses or for yourself. You feel good because you look good.
What if you feel good and you still look crazy? And the reason I'm saying that is because my son is going to high school. You know, he doesn't like jeans. The other day he told me, "Dad, buy me one pair." One pair of Supreme sweats. They were like maybe like, I think it was like $138 or something like that. And I go, "That's what you're going to rock for school?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll just use them every day." And I had to stop him for a second and think to myself, he may feel good about it. He may actually look good about it. But I can't let this kid rock the same pair of sweats 5 days a week. Because I know that makes me feel like he's homeless and he's a bum. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think the reason he's saying that is for you to get, why are you just going to wear, all right, cool, I'll get him.
He's trying to
and
trick
once you? Once you get him those sweats. Yeah, exactly. Once he gets you those sweats, he's going to know after a week, damn, I'm not wearing these, dad. I need some, you know what I mean? But he got the sweats already.
He's trying to be slick, bro. I'm going to tell him, too. I'm going to be like, yo, Swagger said you're trying to be slick, bro.
Yeah, he's trying to be slick all the way around. Dad, get me these sweats, and I will never wear nothing else.
Yeah, right.
You get him those sweats. Matter of fact, the third day, he's going to be like, Dad, those are dirty. Can you get me some? Like,
because I want him to learn, right? The same way you're teaching your son, where it's like, you know, swag is a feeling. If you feel good, then you good. You good to go. But there's still some limitation where it's like, yo, dogs, don't embarrass you or myself.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to have parents coming to me telling me, yo, your son wears the same goddamn sweats every single day. And I'm going to tell them, yo, he got mad clothes in there, but he don't want to rock them. They're going to look at me like, no, you crazy. Like, why you letting this dude do this?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's crazy. It's crazy to find that balance, bro. You ever had a dad? You ever had a dad or a friend that came to you and they swore they were killing it, and you had to like step to the side and tell them, dogs, I'm proud of you. I'm happy you tried something, but this ain't it. Let me guide you. No names.
No Jay-Z.
You ever had a dad that you actually told him, your dogs, like, the way you're dressing, that's for your kids, not for you?
A couple of years back, you know, this was I met a dad from school, like, you know, man. And then we got cool, you know, we got cool over the years. His son and my son go to school together, so we got cool. So I got, you know, we got a little bold and told him, like, you know, when he used to come to the school, pick his son up, you know, those slippers with the strap, like they strap, like they look like real hippie type.
You talking about the UGG joints or the Crocs?
Not the UGGs. I know the UGGs, but it's like some slippers that they got straps around. Look, like you can tell, like, they, I will never wear those. Like, I will never cop those. I will never, you know what I mean? So I had told him one time, because his son, he's a little fat, you know, he wear fat, but his father used to come like that, like those slippers, dad shorts and a regular t-shirt, come pick his son up. And his son's always like looking down when his father come around, pick him up.
You think he's embarrassed?
He's embarrassed of his dad, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And so I told him, yo, you just want to, you know, rock some sneakers when you pick your son up, or things that, like, I think your son's not feeling your the way you dress. And I think, you know, he's not letting me know. He's just putting his head down and being quiet. Because your dad, he don't want to probably...
don't want to embarrass his dad.
His feelings.
He don't want to question him.
Exactly. Or even hurt his feelings. You know, the kids can be cruel sometimes. So I just... it was one time he was just hanging on. And I just let him know, like, fashion came up. And it wasn't direct. It wasn't like a direct, yo. It was like something that we were just talking, and guys came up about it, and I was like, oh yeah, you should do it. And then he was looking at me like, oh, word? Oh, okay. Like, okay, now he get it. Now he's like, okay, now, you know, a month later, now you see him with, yeah, shell tops, and he's picking his son up.
He fixed himself up a little bit.
I was like, okay. Yeah, he stepped up a little bit. I, like, okay, cool. I see. So that was good to see. He opened up. Like, he was open about it.
I think us as dads, we could fall victim to that. Like, we could fall victim to yo, you know, my son is rocking these cool LeBrons that are multicolor. Man, I really like these. I could rock them too. When in reality, they're cool sneakers, but they're not for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know that you can't do it, but you only do it because they did it. And like,
exactly.
I get that now where, you know, you always see me with a fitted hat, you know, a baggy shirt. And I have friends that tell me, yo, dogs, you still living in the 90s, bro? Like, you rocking an extra large shirt? Wear a medium. And I'm like, dogs, are you crazy? I wear a medium you don't see all my fucking stomach, bro.
Exactly.
Like, bro. I'm not gonna feel comfortable like that, man.
Exactly. And why you gonna wear a medium shirt? Because they feel like they telling you wear a medium shirt. You're not gonna feel comfortable. You're gonna feel tight. You're gonna feel like you know what I mean? You feel you wear what you feel is right. Like, if you want to wear an extra large shirt that's baggy, cool. People, you know, keeping their head all the errors, you know. Oh, you're in the 90s. Oh, you're in the 80s. Like, nah. If you feel good wearing baggy jeans, baggy, wear it, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so
nobody buying you.
I mean, that's beautiful. To me, that means that for me, for a dad, if we wanted to help a dad swag out, the first step we would tell him is that mentally you got to feel good. Correct?
Correct.
And then secondly, it comes with you putting your outfit together to make you feel good, meaning that you shouldn't have to like bend over backwards trying to put out outfits that aren't you. You know exactly. What I mean? And then I guess the third thing is that it's okay to explore, but just do it with some type of thought behind it. Like, I have an uncle, you know, the dude was like, I think at the time he was like 55, bro, and he bought a new BMW. You know, top convertible joint, really, really nice BMW. It was like a new convertible. I think it was like an M6 or something like that. The dude came outside with blonde hair, and he's Asian. He's Chinese. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, yo, you crazy, bro. Like, you're an executive at a company and you trying to be down with like your 12-year-old nephew. You know what I mean? Like it just felt weird, but he pulled it off for months. And then months later, he was back to normal again. So it was like he tried it, maybe went a little bit extreme, but then he pulled it back and was like, nah, chill, this ain't me.
Yeah, you know, this ain't me. I can't do this every day for 365, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess one of the final things is that it's okay for people to judge you, where it's like, as long as you feel good and you know you put your stuff together and you don't really care about the cost, what they say doesn't really matter.
Exactly, it doesn't. You know what I mean? You're getting judged regardless if you're wearing Gucci or not, you know? So
Yeah, because if you wear a Gucci belt, you wear a Gucci belt, the next thing somebody's saying is, oh, snap, you Spanish, you got a Gucci belt? How long did you have to work to go buy that?
Exactly, you know? So it's always
something.
So, like I said, what makes you feel good, you wear. Like, you go and wear. You know, you go to these like the Bloomingdale's, the Macy's, you know, and you could find some real good quality, nice clothes that is not going to break your bank. And when you put them on, you feel good. You look like, wow, $1 million. Like, you look at somebody and be like, damn, you probably spent $1,000 in the outfit. And in reality, you spent $98.99 on everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, let me ask you one question, which I think you just answered right now, right? Mm-hmm. Is it okay? Can you be swagged out as a father and even as a child if you're buying off a clearance?
Oh, hell yeah. You could be swagged out.
Yeah, because that's how we get a lot of our sneakers. And our sneakers ain't cheap. Like, we'll go to the Nike outlet and you could pick up a brand new pair of Jordans for half off. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, let me ask you something. Why they have these outlets for?
Yeah, get rid of that inventory, man.
You know what I mean? Getting rid of that inventory. You know what I mean? Like, whatever inventory these Nikes didn't sell out, but they look dope as hell. Inventory now instead of being $125, you're paying $59.99.
Shit. You know what I mean? There's no better way to get swagged out.
There's no better way to get swagged out. And at the same time, you swagged out with money in your pocket now. Yeah. Extra money in your pocket because you didn't waste that money on it was $200 of sneakers or things like that. So now you swagged out, your son is swagged out, you got money in your pocket. Where are we going?
True. All right.
You know, so.
Final topic, bro. Final topic, because I've had you here for a while, and this is incredible, man. I think we could go for hours.
Yeah, this is dope. Word up.
A while back, I had the co-founder and CEO of Little Giants, which is a clothing brand out here in Brooklyn. They're killing it right now. I mean, killing it, especially with hip-hop quotables and stuff like that. His name is Ivan. And we talked about twinning, right? Both of us are against twinning with our kids. but for different reasons. Mm-hmm. How do you stand on that? Like twinning, coming out, like, you know, dressed exactly alike like your son for a day or two, or, you know, every Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the twinning, I like to dress like if my son dressed. But the way I do it is like if I wear a red t-shirt, I like him wear a blue t-shirt. Like we switch it up. It doesn't have to be matchy-matchy.
Okay, so you're flexible, like, with the matching.
Exactly, I'm flexible with matching. If I got shell top Adidas, I got them in black. He got them in blue. Okay. You know what I mean? We'll look the same, but it'll be different. Like, you know, like I just did a collaboration with Divvy Up Socks. We did some socks.
I got up here. You know, I'm throwing those on with my Yeezys.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, after that campaign, you know, I saw that a lot of people like socks. So I'm doing father and son socks. So it's twinning. So let's say you could have his own outfit and you could have your own outfit. What's matching between y'all two is the socks.
Oh, so you don't think that you have to go all extreme where it's like, yo, I got the same kicks, I got the same socks, exactly. I got the same shirt, exactly. The same underwear, all that.
Exactly. No, you can have your own. You got shorts, sneakers, and I got shorts, sneakers, and the shirt. But me and you got the same socks on. Cool, we twinning, but it's not like everything is matching, like from head to toe.
Yeah.
So yeah. I feel when you're twinning, because, I mean, a lot of first time dads, they like that. They want, oh, let me get, if they find a shirt and then, oh, you get it for my son too, they'll get it.
Yeah, and that's hot. And that's hot.
That's when, you know, cool when they babies and things like that. But now when they older, 12, 15, then I'm going to try to dress like daddy.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, 20, they rather, cool, I can wear the socks and I can wear my own sneakers and my own shorts. But we will be the same with the socks and things like that. Like if you see my Instagram, there's like I wear sweatsuits with my son. That look, he got a black sweatsuit. I got black sweatsuit. Mm. Like, cause he likes it. It's not cause I'm forcing him to wear it. I bought a black sweatsuit. Dad, can I get a black sweat? Cool. You want it? Yeah. Cool. I bought the Pumas. If you see on my Instagram, I got the orange Pumas. Mm. I bought them first. I didn't buy them. They was given to me at the office by people at Pumas. So I had those on. He liked them. Like, Dad, those are nice. Can I get those? Who? I got them for me. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I'm buying these nice. Oh, my son. No, if he likes it, then yeah, I'll get it for him. But I'm not buying for me and him. And then his son, he'll be like, I ain't asking for that. I don't like that. Like, yeah. No, I'm not gonna jump out the window. I'm not gonna jump out the window buying stuff and then he doesn't like it. You feel me? I'd rather bring it inside and let him see and be like, oh, Dad, those are nice. Can you get me a pair? So when you see my Instagram, you see us 2020 like the same suit, the same sneakers, because he wanted it. Mm-hmm. He wanted that. It wasn't that I went and bought the two suits. No, he saw I had it. Dad, can I get a suit? And then when I had sneakers, like, can I get the sneakers and things like that? So I just let him express himself. But when he wants to twin, he comes and tells me, oh, if I have something, oh, can I get that shirt? Can you get me that shirt? Oh, yeah, cool. If they got your size, I'll get it for you. Cool, cool. Yeah. But, I said, twinning is for fathers, young fathers that first have their kids and they want, you know, I don't see a problem with that. I just see once they get older and things of that nature and you want to twin, if your kid doesn't want to dress like you, you don't force them to dress like you. Yes. Because now you force him to dress like you. Now he's going to be, when he grows up, he's going to have difficulty of putting shit together, because my dad always forced me, wear this or wear that or wear this. No, you give your child the freedom to express themselves with what they wear.
Yeah, no, I love that answer, because, you know, on Evan's behalf, what he was saying was he thinks it's corny when dads want to buy their kids the same Gucci shirt when your kid is like 6 months old, 9 months old.
And exactly,
you
yeah.
paid $300 exactly. for a shirt, and you buy the same one for your kid, and all he did was spit it all up, and now you got to throw it away. Because you know how we do. If the kid throws exactly. up or have an accident, chances are we just throw the clothes away. You know what I mean? So exactly. to him, it was mm-hmm. corny to try to twin with that. To me, it was corny because when I was growing up, my dad used to try to make me wear the same clothes that he wore, you know, same color, same sneakers, same jewelry.
Every Sunday. You see that.
Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he was doing it to show off to his friends. All I wanted to do was play in the park. So now mm-hmm. I had to chill on the corner for 8-9 hours looking fly when I didn't care about that.
You exactly. know what I mean? All you wanted was
to play. And that now with my own son is the same thing, where it's like when we first had my first one, Jaden, the oldest, I would buy him matching sneakers. But then I realized mm-hmm. that he couldn't keep up with my matching sneakers because my shoe size wasn't changing. His was.
Exactly.
I would buy a pair exactly. of sneakers every month, and then to buy him a pair that he could only use for like 2 weeks, because homeboy had those bear claws, you know what I mean, when his feet was like, it was like a size like for a 3-year-old when he was 6 months, you know what I mean? So it's like, yo, mm-hmm. he can't even mm-hmm. wear the shoes no more. So now it was a total expense, you know what I mean? Like, it was a waste of money.
Exactly.
But I dig it. No, I dig it where you're coming from. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I feel that that's corny too. When you know, when you got a 6-year-old and you want to buy a Versace shirt and you got a Versace shirt like that, that's like a little corny. You know,
we can do so much more.
When he's older.
Unless you got it like that.
Much more.
If you got it like that and you got, you know, Jay-Z money, yo, by all means, yeah. buy all the Gucci all matching means. Outfits you want. But if you are a exactly. working class person, though, that doesn't make you swagged out. You know what I mean? It makes you spend money that you don't need to spend.
It makes you look corny also. You're not swagged out.
Yeah, that's one thing I explained to my son, where it's like, you know, and this is something I would love for you to chime in on too, where it's like, sometimes I got to look at kids and I got to be negative, bro. And at dads. And I got to be very negative and say, yo, that person has Louis Vuitton sneakers, but they're rocking it with, you know, maybe Levi's. Not that mm-hmm. there's anything wrong with Levi's, but if they're rocking Louis Vuitton shoes or sneakers, wouldn't they be rocking a more high-end jeans too? If exactly. they only got the sneakers, that means they couldn't afford the whole suit, bro.
Exactly. What that tells you is they just following somebody's swag.
Yep, following the trend.
Or somebody swag that they saw at school or something like that. Like, oh, you want the belt, you want to look like him with the belt, but he's wearing $300 jeans and you wear $40 jeans. No, it doesn't match
together.
Up.
Doesn't go together.
It doesn't go together. You know what I mean? So in that sense of fashion knowledge, that's what you teach your kids and things like that. Like, you can't wear this and put this on. Like, it doesn't match. Yeah. Right? You want to wear.
Or even if you feel comfortable with it, others might not think that it's legit. Where it's like for him, I could get him a Gucci belt, but if he's rocking $50 Gap jeans, they might actually say that his Gucci belt must be fake.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's okay. That's okay. If you exactly. still feel comfortable, fuck it. But just know that somebody out there is looking at you funny. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Listen, wherever you go, whether you store any, there's always somebody with an opinion.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? They look at you, like I said, wherever you go, you're going to notice now after I told you this. Watch when you go to start going to little parties and things like that, events and that. Walk in a room and just look at people's faces. They're going to be looking down first.
Yeah.
Mark my words, they're going to be looking down when you walk in them. And if you swagged out, they definitely gonna be looking. You know what I mean? They definitely gonna be looking at you and staring at you, and they just in their head they're gonna be like, "Damn, this dude is fly," or "Damn, this dude," or they're gonna be hated. Either or, right?
Yeah, so either or.
Then at the end of the day, it's all about how the person feels and what to wear. Like I said, you can wear a $500 t-shirt and be miserable.
Yeah.
Right? And you walk in a room and that you look miserable, you come in that room and the energy is like, damn, look at this corny ass dude with a $500 t-shirt looking all crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But you wearing a $10 t-shirt, you walk in the spot feeling a little good, like, oh, you know what I mean? Your energy sparks people's eyes and things like that. Now they look like, oh, yeah. And they probably think, damn, this man got a $200 t-shirt. Whatever. He look fly. He swag. And all you guys, a $10 t-shirt. But the way he representing, the way he's coming in.
It's a million spot, bucks.
It's a million bucks.
I mean, all you
got. That's how you got.
All you got to do is look at the girls. Like, girls can rock Fashion Nova, right? Which we know isn't costing them a lot. And they just throw on a pair of red bottoms. and they fashionable, bro. They fashionable. Not that we're looking at the fashion, like, but they're fashionable.
Exactly. They fashionable. They look like a million bucks.
Yeah.
But their whole outfit together is like probably $59.99.
Word. But, and that's just the part you can see.
And that's exactly. That's just the part you can see. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Being swagged out is feeling good about yourself and not worrying about what others say.
I love it, bro. I love it. Let's end it at that, bro. First of all, before we even get into this, thank you, bro. Thank you for your time. For real. I appreciate it.
No. Thank you, man. Thank you. Man, I've been dying to get on this show, man.
I got your back, bro. It's all timing, bro. But besides that, what's the best way for people to reach you, bro?
They can come follow me at swaggydad.com and all my platforms, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. All one word, @swaggydad. You can come follow me. You know, if you want the ladies on your fashion, your tech, your music, anything, just go to the website, swaggydad.com, and check it out. And cool.
Man, that was awesome, bro. Thank you so much. You know, to the community, fashion is what you make of it. If you're like me, all you need is clothes without stains and cool sneakers. But if you want to step your game up, Swagger Dad just did that for us and hooked us up with all the gems we need, bro. Go style on them, for real. Thank you, Swagger Dad.
Dessert.
Fatherhood is lit.
No, thank you. Definitely fatherhood is lit.